WOMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikhail Mir's Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. It's Friday. I cannot believe it's August already. I don't know where the time is going. I'm sure it's probably because I was in 2 weeks of training. But
while you were gone, they sped up the clock.
You know, I think they did. I really do. I keep saying that, but it's like I can't. We've started a new month. And therefore, I have Shaman Rai with us, who is an amazing psychic, has kind of already caught the hearts of everybody on the show because we were really busy for his first show. So let's continue that nice thread of welcoming our newest psychic to the show. He will be with us every first and third Friday. So you get lots of opportunities to connect in with him. And if you have any questions, we're going to talk about relationships. We don't have to, that doesn't have to be why you call in, but if you have questions on relationships, it'll be a great tie into the show. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or for those of you who are on lunch or at work and can't call in, give us a instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is you want. And please add your real name, your real first name, so that we can connect in with your energy. But just be really clear so that Shaman Rai can connect in with you. If you want more information about Shaman Rai, do go to his website, shamanrai.com. And Rai is spelled R-A-I. All right. So, relationships.
Relationships. We seem to all get into them. the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's
and,
right.
And you know, I was looking over some of the readings I had done for people recently and some of the questions they raised. And that's really what prompted us to do this show this time. And, I get asked questions like, I'm in a relationship, but, things aren't going great. Will this relationship last? Or, why are we having difficulties in our relationship? Or is he cheating on me? Or should I move on to another man? You know, things like that. And when I do the readings, very often you get to a point where you start to wonder if the right question is being asked.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is that and, you know, by the way, when I talk, I'm also going to talk personally, okay, because I can relate to a lot of what the people who are contacting me about, what they've gone through, because I've gone through the same kind of thing. So let me actually start from there and talk about, you know, the current marriage, which is going to end on Monday, all going well at the court. But What I see when people contact me is that there is a pattern that is set up in life for a relationship, and very often that is set up from some relationship early in their life, which may be the way their mother and father related, it may be the way they related to a parent, or it may even go back to an earlier lifetime. And so, for example, my current life, my current wife, I loved her very much, and she acknowledges, and I'm not saying anything that she hasn't said publicly, that she didn't really love me at any time. Now, I could look at that, like some of these questions that I've said, you know, why doesn't he love me? I could look at that and say, well, why doesn't she love me? What's wrong with her? On the other hand, if I look deeply within myself, I start to see that there was actually a pattern established early in my life. That is, my father loved my mother very much, but she didn't love him, and she demonstrated that in various ways. So when that filter was created, that experience was created, it set up a condition through which I looked out at the world. It's literally a filter through which we look out and create the world even, because we create all of these people who come to us. And so I took that filter of being with somebody who doesn't love me and was attracted to this woman that I'm currently married to, and drew to me exactly what my father had drawn to him. And, you know, the way you get over these things or create a new situation, because actually if you go from relationship to relationship to relationship, you'll start to recognize that the same exact pattern is repeating over and over and over again until you clear that earlier pattern that was there. So what happened in my particular case was my father was on the deathbed. My mother was there. My father showed how much he loved my mother. And it awoke in me the fact that here was a man who loved her, but she didn't love him. And I knew in my heart that I did not want to go to my deathbed in that way. And it set up a whole set of events that took place that ultimately led to my leaving. And then recently, that whole thing, through another shaman, was cleared, and it takes work to clear these historical filters. And as a result of that, I've now met somebody where it's not one-way love, but it's totally two-way love, giving back and forth the same way. So what I want people to realize is two things. When you look out at somebody else and say they're the issue, maybe we're projecting, maybe we're looking in the wrong place, and there's nothing, we're not doing anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the way we've been programmed, and we need to clear that programming. Does that make sense, Lori?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of the definition of what we think love is based from where our parents were or from our earliest experiences. And it's fascinating how many people play that role out and how it impacts so very many people. But it is definitely it definitely makes sense. I've seen it many, many times. So,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I had one person and who, you know, all of this is anonymous, but she contacted me. She said, you know, I really like a man, so this particular man so much. You know, mm-hmm. I was so supportive to him when he went through his divorce and when he was dating this other person, but he just likes me. But she keeps on hanging on. You know, is that going to shift at all? And basically what Spirit said to her was that first, love yourself.
Yeah.
When you start to love yourself, then things will begin to shift. And that's true. When you start loving yourself, then that filter changes. And loving yourself, there are many ways of shifting that filter that I'm talking about. You know, loving yourself is one way. Meditation is another way. You know, working with somebody who can actually help release and heal those situations is another way. But what she said to me was, you know, I know you're telling me to love myself, but I don't know how. And you know, a lot of people are in that situation. They just don't know how to begin loving themselves. And so I actually have an article on the website which talks about, you know, some of the prayers that you can say, some of the meditation that you can do in order to begin doing that for yourself, because you don't always have to go to somebody else to do it. But there may be sticky points where you begin to do something like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think there are a lot of people in that same place of not really understanding really even what it means to love ourselves. Because, I mean, love is such a conditional thing. At least that's what we've been taught. And so, yes, we may think of the more unconditional love as being more a spiritual love. But when it comes to ourselves, it's very hard to put ourselves in that same place, because it, you know, when we think of our friends or when we think of those that we love really dearly, it's hard to put that same emphasis on ourselves because we really don't know how.
Right. And, you know, it's a great point that we have been conditioned to do this. And unfortunately, it's been done generation after generation after generation. that we have lived our lives, our parents have looked at us most often and set conditions for our acceptability. You know, in my case, it was I was supposed to become a medical physician, and I said, I won't. It's not who I am. And so there was bitter battle over that. So I was rejected for many, many years because I didn't conform to what mother wanted. And we all find that in some way or another, that that the parents, you know, very often set what they think is right for us. Satisfaction, and then and so it's very difficult for, you know, you get into this fog, you know, that's kind of how we live, and we've called it a dream, but you know, you can call it a dream or you can call it a fog, and that's how we've been raised within that, and not really understanding the great beings that we are, how extraordinary we are, and how our capabilities for love, for self and others, and our connection to all that is so much greater than the smallness that we've been made to believe that we are. And that impacts relationships, our feelings about ourselves, our careers, all areas of life. You know, one person said, you know, I like someone, but he seems not to pursue me. What is going on in his mind? You know,
right.
Again, it's right there in his mind. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't something going on in his mind. There actually was something. That is, he wanted to pursue many other women. But why did she attract that particular man who could never have loyalty, who she couldn't trust? And when you look at it again, and it comes to very often the abuse that came within the family from the father in some way or another.
Right.
So,
plus, there's so many people that truly aren't emotionally, spiritually, depending on what you're looking for, available to people. You know, they may be in one area available and another area is not available. So it's a very interesting process because we're only going to attract to us what we can, you know, what either will assist us on our own path to growth or, you know, help us understand what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, talking about the distance between – I see this so often in couples. Very often the relationship between a husband and wife has broken down. Sometimes it occurs in the very first year, and that may be because something biological or physiological or emotional has taken place in one of the partners that destabilizes people. But very often it's just the husband and wife. I see them spiritually when I look, and I see this distance between the two of them, a great distance between them. And the wife very often connects very strongly to the children, but the husband very often is not even considered part of the family. Mm-hmm. And when we look into it, we see that if the wife has kept keeps the husband at a distance, there was either a lack of emotional support for the woman usually it's that, a lack of emotional support, or they've been put down in some way by the father, which plays that key role and creates that filter that then, for their protection, they learn that they have to keep men at bay. They have to keep them separate. And so once the men have become fathers to their children, the women go into unconsciously, they're not thinking about this, but unconsciously they go into that role of protecting themselves and their children by not even considering the man very often as part of their family.
Yes. We're going to go to our first break. We will come back and talk more about relationships and how they are affecting us, how we are relating within them. You can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know so that we can assist you. You are listening to Shaman Rai and on Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Are you unhappy in your career? Struggling with work-life balance? Stuck in a dead-end job that doesn't play to your strengths? You deserve to design your own career destiny so you can thrive. Caroline Dowd Higgins can show you how. Best-selling author, CBS Coach Me radio host, and nationally acclaimed public speaker, Caroline Dowd Higgins has engaged audiences with inspiration and practical solutions so you can pursue the career of your dreams. Write this website down if you are looking for career inspiration. CarolineDowdHiggins.com. Consider bringing Caroline in to speak at your next event. Her style is high energy and engaging, and audiences around the country sing her praises. Life is too short to be in a career you hate. Learn more at CarolineDowdHiggins.com.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have psychic Shaman Rai with us. And looks like the phones are lighting up. Thank you. But if you want to get in line in queue to get your call answered, give us a call now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. But we will take callers first. So let's start with Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Are you, there you are. All right, so you want to know about relationships. Tell us a little bit what...
Yes.
Tell us a little bit what's going or not going on.
What's going on is I've been married for 15 years. Most of it I have not felt has been conducive to my growing mentally, emotionally. I don't know. It's just I feel so attached sometimes to this person, and the longer I stay, the more I felt like I lost a lot of myself, gave myself away, my power and self-esteem, confidence. Don't know how to really go about like being. Or I feel like I don't know how to go about like getting to a place where I can be on my own, or if I even want to. I'm not sure. I still feel like that. Even though,
do you know what
we
you
don't have a perfect relationship? I still feel like the connection's there. Mm-hmm. And
do you know
recently,
like
I've had
that?
Other relationships. Well, at least one that I'm not sure where it's going. That I have.
Okay, so you're in another relationship as well? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not really a relationship, but I want it to be. I'm not sure what it is yet. I just know that I have a lot of feelings towards that person. And
okay, so
I'm not sure where that's
then,
going.
Yeah, Michelle, so part of you then is, one, do you know what you want with the current relationship you're in? Because if you're going outside of it, then that's saying one thing. So what is it that you're really wanting to know here?
I really want to connect with the person I'm supposed to be with and also be myself and disconnect from anything I'm not supposed to hang on to.
All right, Shaman Rai, you
my
can try and hold that if you'd
self.
Like. I have lots of questions.
I can like
basketball.
Really love myself and love another person, and they can really love me, and I can accept that and not go from one bad into another bad or from one hurt
no,
to another
Michelle,
hurt.
Michelle, hold on. We're trying to talk here. Okay, go ahead, Shaman Rai.
Okay. Michelle, as soon as I heard you starting to talk, I heard a lot of screaming and crying going on. Is that what's going on in your current relationship?
Yeah.
I also had the feeling of discomfort all the way from my stomach up to my throat, and I had a feeling of fear in my stomach, and I had the feeling in my throat that it was related to an inability to express myself. Does that fit with what's going on for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just waiting for an answer to a question I asked. Well, they say that first of all, you're not really understanding the underlying cause for the lack of relationship, as they call it, within the current relationship with your man. They say that. Well, they're showing me an image now. It's almost what they're showing me are two guns, two six-shooters crossed. Are you guys involved? I don't know if this is symbolic of a battle or a war, or if it's symbolic of where you are from. Are you from Texas or anywhere where they use six-shooters or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So this is symbolic to me. Of dueling guns is what is going on here, okay? Now, they say that you saw dueling guns, battling, in other words, early in your life. They said something about your father. Your father, they say, was abusive and verbally abusive, they say. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he was a little bit. Not okay. To us, to my mom.
Well, but you saw... This goes back to something that we were saying earlier in the show. You can, like, I learned from watching my mother and father to choose a partner who didn't love me, but I love them. You learned from watching your father behave towards your mother that dueling, fighting, was a way of behaving, of the way relationships exist. Let me put it that way. So that what they're saying is, so that is a filter that's within you that has been created since you were a young child, and that's what you bring to any relationship. So if you were to leave the current relationship and move to the second relationship that you have feelings for, the reason for the feelings that you're having is that it is actually familiar to you because it recreates it recreates the same situation that you saw within your family because you're still carrying that same kind of pain from your childhood. So the first thing to do is not is not to run, but is actually to begin a clearing process for yourself to let go those old pains. And those old pains, think of it as vibrations. What is there is a very low vibration, a vibration of pain, of hurt, of anger that you have incorporated into your emotional body. And therefore, what is needed is to bring the light and love to it to raise that vibration, because the low vibration cannot exist within the vibration of light, which is the and love, which is the highest vibration. So that is the kind of clearing that is needed for you. It is recommended that you do something like that in terms of prayer, meditation, which was mentioned earlier, and you can read about that on the web on my website, shamanride.com, and begin that process first before you get into another relationship, because the next relationship will be very similar. You'll be very dissatisfied. Your self-image will be hurt even more because you'll think that you're a failure, and you're not. You're a glorious being of light that God loves, and that is the recommendation.
All right. I've been doing all that for like the last year before I came into like the place where I am now, regarding the other person. So I don't understand that.
What it's telling you is it's great that you're doing the work.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that I have a friend who channels God. She channels God, and she's been doing this for 30 years. She meditates every day. Mm-hmm. And the issues that she has from her childhood, which happened to have been abusive, and the issues that existed from her past life, which happens to have been Egyptian, are still there, even though she's done that work. So sometimes you need somebody to aid you in releasing that. Okay. So, you know, somebody who can actually see with their eye, and then send the light and love, work with the archangels and the angels, and allow them to remove it from you.
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Why don't I head off into break, and we'll come back and we'll see if we can get some more callers. You're listening to Shaman Rai. And you can find out more about him if you go to his website, shamanrai.com. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We will be right back.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
For so long, girl, and with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other stick of Valentines. I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. Got a husband now. Could you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Somebody better put 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have our newest co-host, Psychic Shaman Ra. Rai, sorry.
Remember, Rai Bread.
Yeah. He's going to be with us every first and third Friday. I know that you're giving him a great welcome by calling in, but if you have some questions, call in now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. But our next caller is KC. Hi, KC.
I was on mute, sorry. Hey, guys. Nope. Call.
Hi there, KC.
Good. Hey. So tell us a little bit what's going on.
I would like some validation for something that I've gotten recently. I'm a recent graduate. I don't have a job yet, but I have a place in a town called Hattiesburg. It's where I went to school, but I'm thinking that I'm ready to leave it. And I've actually been living at home with my parents a little bit more than living there. So I figure, you know, it's just sapping the bank, so I might as well move anyway because I feel like I'm just done with that place. If that makes sense. So I'm just hoping for a validation on that.
Okay.
So if I understand it, because it was breaking up a little bit on my end. So he has a place in Hattiesburg. He's currently living with his parents. He doesn't have a job, and he's wondering whether he should move to Hattiesburg, I guess. Is that it?
No. To just give up the place in Hattiesburg and then move elsewhere later on.
Give up the place in Hattiesburg and move someplace else. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, they start off and they say that you're a very fun guy. Is that true?
I hope so.
Hey, you know, all I can do is say what they say. And by the way, you know, and I want to say this for all the callers, and I apologize that I didn't say it on the first call, that whatever information I get and give, it may not be exactly what you were hoping to receive, but it is whatever spirit is seeing as for your highest good at any time. And that goes for any time that we're answering any questions. And I will repeat that from time to time. But they do say that you're a fun guy, that you actually love life. And that you're a very, very active person. You're active in many ways. It looks like you like to party a little bit, Casey?
Just with close friends.
Okay. But they're showing me a little goblet glass that you like to drink from occasionally. And that's fine. This is not a judgment. I think all this is being shown to me just so that we can make that connection so we can get in the right direction. Mm-hmm. They're saying that Hattiesburg is actually a problem. They're saying that the reason is due to the expense associated with Hattiesburg. And that your income doesn't cover that. They also say that, you know, living with your parents, they say while it's understandable that you're doing it for a period of time because you don't have work, that it doesn't allow you to grow into the level of responsibility that that it's time for you to take, and these are their words exactly. What they're saying is that they say that jobs may not be plentiful right now, especially where you are, and that you need to begin a broader search than what you're currently looking at. And they say that the first job that you get may not, you may actually not like it, but at least it'll get you into the job market. They also say things are about to change very radically, and they're being very open about this. It's something that they don't often say, but things are about to change very radically for everyone, so that there is no need, they say, to be in a state of fear. There is love that is coming into this world very rapidly, and the conditions that have been set up previously are eroding, and so you're going to see a different way of life within a short period of time. So what they're saying is that feel who you are in your truth. Feel who you really are in your heart, what it is that you really love, and begin to create things for yourself that are a reflection of that love, and that will lead you to the job, that way of life. They're not even saying job, they're saying way of life that really, really you love, that will help you grow, that will help you be prosperous, not necessarily in monetary ways. That's not the only way, especially in a new world, that will not necessarily be the only way. But you will feel prosperous, your energy will be stronger, you will be healthier, you will be happier by doing that. So they are saying open your eyes more to all the possibilities that are there. And they actually give you a little test to do. They say, look inside your heart and see, forget about the education for the moment, but see what it is that you really love. There may be a hobby. There may be something that you've pursued throughout your life that you've really enjoyed doing, and write those things down. And then begin to do a creative process. Begin to create lots of different offshoots of that idea and where it could work. So education is fine, but that does not necessarily mean the direction that you should go is based on your education. It should be based on what is in your heart, and that will ultimately bring you joy, peace, and happiness. I hope that is clear.
Great. That's awesome. do you have any idea of where I could move, or just like a general direction, north, south, maybe?
Actually, what they're pointing to is north, more north of where you are. They're showing me New England very strongly. I think it's around the area. I'm not seeing clearly. It's a large state. It's above New York. It's somewhere in that northeast. Very northeastern area is where they're showing me. They are not showing me anything south or west or central. So look in that general direction.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right.
Welcome, Stacey. Thank you for calling.
All right. So you had an interesting I'll get again the phone number if you want to have a reading. Give us a call now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. But you had an interesting Facebook comment, so why don't we bring some of that up?
Sure. I really appreciate my Facebook friends putting out various comments, you know, when we announced this show. And I will say who it was, because he put his name on there. It was Albert, who is actually, if I'm remembering correctly, is from the UK. And, you know, when we talked about the show being about relationships, he made a couple of points. And so here's his first point about what relationships are all about in his view. And you may or may not agree with this, but we'll talk about it. First of all, he says that relationship is about supporting each other on the spiritual path and enabling us to learn the lessons that are important to us, in the pursuit of our life path. And I find that really interesting. I know that from the relationships I've had, you know, I've been married twice so far, and each one gave me a different opportunity to grow. Sometimes it was very testing, so that barriers were put up, so that if I really, really believed in something and wanted it, like my spirituality, then a barrier was put up and I had to fight through to get it. And through that, I got stronger and had greater faith in it. You know, that's just one little example. What's your sense of it, Laurie?
You know, relationships are work regardless. I think we all have to, you know, be ready to look at ourselves just as much as we are the relationship, and even, you know, the reasons we want relationships, because some people, you know, their desire to be in relationship is part of the problem. You know, and not doing the work that they need to do, or even understanding, you know, that where that desire is coming from, and whether it's coming from our heart or whether it's coming from what other people think we should be, or whether it's just coming from a this, you know, lack of something in our life that we are trying to fill or void in our life. So yeah.
And those are all good points. You know, we have different reasons for going into relationships. Yes. You know, like my first one was so I could get out of my household, basically,
right.
You know, and a lot of people will do that to escape the situations that are not, they recognize that it is not, their household is not supportive of them, and it's not for their ultimate highest good. But I do think there are lessons that are going on there. Excuse me, I gotta turn this off. You know, another point that he makes, which is really good, relationships in the physical, he feels, are for a limited time. When the purpose is fulfilled, it's just time to move on. And we talked about that a little bit before, didn't we, Laurie?
Yeah.
And you had a reaction to that, I think.
Well, my first reaction was, oh, this must be a man that wrote this. Initially said that. And you know, the sad state of affairs that, you know, once the physical is gone, then, you know, then there's you know, then you start seeking something other physical.
Oh, well, wait, let me say something here,
yes.
Mary, because I understand where you're interpreting that. I think what he's talking about is here in the 3D physical rather than at the higher plane. Okay, so it's not that once we are no longer sexually attracted to each other, it's time to move on. That's what I think he's saying. He's saying relationships in the physical are for a limited time. When the purpose is fulfilled, it's time to move on.
Yeah, and I...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I understand both sides. I just, to me, it's a question of, you know... Then that's... Yeah. I have... Definitely mixed feelings, and it's. I agree that there are some times we are here only to learn something, and once that's done, but that's as with any relationship we have, mm-hmm. It's not just a romantic relationship.
Right.
But you know whether that translates later. I mean, then it becomes: can you not just enjoy life without having to, you know. Meaning that you need then to go into another relationship that is, you know, that's going to help you learn something else. I mean, I think we are too quick to dismiss something just because we think we've learned a lesson. And I think that's what I wanted to say in that. But we're going to go to break. We'll probably discuss this a little bit more when we come back.
Okay, great.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have psychic Shaman Rai with us. You can find out more information about Shaman Rai if you go to his website, shamanrai.com. Rai is spelled R-A-I, which is why I keep wanting to say it differently. He also offers a special for Sky listeners. If you are interested in having a reading with him for the first time only, you can get a reading with him for only $50, and you can use his phone number to contact him at 497 497-253-9807. That's 497-253-9807. We will be back. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Shaman Rai with us today, and as I suspected, we have been getting, you know, lots of information from people. Now, we may or may not be able to address what we were talking about before break until maybe our next show, but we will definitely be talking more about this. Why don't we take our next caller, which is Robbie from California. Hey, Robbie.
Hello.
How are
Hi,
you?
Robbie.
Oh, thank you. I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
I'd like just a reading on if you see any relationships or marriage forming for me.
Let me ask you before I even begin, why are you asking that question?
Oh, well, it's been several years that I've had a serious relationship. I've never been married, and I think now I'm ready to do so.
Okay. Let me ask. And remember, whatever answer I give you, Robbie, this is not personal. This is what's coming from the divine, and it is for your highest good ultimately. Okay. Robbie, you said that you haven't had a long-term relationship in a while. Is that what you said, or did I misunderstand
correct.
That?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because they said to me that there's a barrier, that you carry a barrier with you. They describe it a little bit as a wall, like a wall that keeps people away. This is not conscious, they say. They say that there's a conflict within you. You want to be with one, but on the other hand, kind of subconsciously, you don't want to be with somebody. Until that conflict is resolved, either you will not attract a long-term relationship, or any relationship you get into is going to be of a – they describe it as a remote kind of relationship, not an intimate, satisfying kind of relationship. So the barrier that is there is still there. They say it keeps people away. They're not just saying men or significant others, Robbie. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I do have trust issues, and I'm trying to work that out.
Okay. They're showing me that the trust actually, again, as happens very often, especially with the females, the trust issue comes from the father. I see a little bit of beating going on here. Is that the case, Robbie?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, and understand, there's nothing wrong here. This is just an emotion that you carried from the time when he was that way. They just said alcoholic. Was he a bit of an alcoholic?
Yes. His father was a severe alcoholic. I believe that he was one before I was born and then stopped. Mm-hmm. I was born in my father's 40, when he was 40, so I truly believe that him and my mother stopped, and it still carried the personalities of an alcoholic. A behavior.
So from what you're describing, the issue of the alcoholism itself obviously is a genetic issue. It's not just a learned behavior, but the abusive behavior is probably in all likelihood that. But you know what they're also saying is they say to look at why, you know, we all choose to come into the family configurations that we come into. So there was something that drew you, there's nothing wrong with this, but there was something that drew you into this life experience for you to be in that kind of configuration. And they say it comes from a past life relationship actually that you had with your father. That's interesting. Okay, I thought it was going to go a different direction, but they say that it had to do with a past life relationship that you had with your father, where that was also abusive. So this was a repeat pattern from an earlier lifetime. So for you to, and right now, again, I'm probably not saying anything that you don't know, but right now, as a result of the abuse, your heart is closed. Your heart chakra is closed. The energy is not flowing very strongly at all from the heart, so that the love is not flowing out there, and the love is the most powerful transformer of all. So that the work that is to be done is to clear this pain. And they say there are other pains that occurred actually early in your life, and they showed the mother in the background, so that you need that is something to be cleared. And they say you want to do some work that's going to take you back to a past life to deal with, and they actually say there are multiple past lives for you to deal with in order to free yourself up from this. They say this is the time to do it as the vibration rises. I'm getting chills as I say this, so I know this is absolutely the truth. That as the earth energy is rising, the vibration rises, this is all coming up for you to have the ability to clear this and be in that space of love, because only love is truth, and that is where we're all going. So for you to work on, find people who can help you clear all these things. It can be done. It's being done all the time. The angels, the archangels, divine God, Jesus, Mother Mary, these are all entities that are coming in to help us now to heal all of these wounds and filters that we've carried from earlier in our life. So I hope, Robbie, that this is helpful to you and gives you some peace.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your reading. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. Wow. The show's gone by quickly.
Wow, yeah. It was fun,
as thought
always.
It might.
That's great. And I really appreciate the people who are calling in and asking their questions. And I appreciate, and I give gratitude to God and the divine who provide these answers always.
Right. So if you had a question and you wanted some answers, Shaman Rai will be back with us on the 16th of August, so in 2 weeks. So mark that on your calendar, and we will also talk about relationships then and maybe some love, because I know that a lot of things have been changing in the last little while. So we've got lots of new information for you. So we look forward to connecting with you then. If you want more information, go to Shaman Rai, R-A-I, ShamanRai.com, and you can find out more about his work, and you can contact him from there. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.